Next agenda item is the director's report. We're going to have a condensed, very condensed, at the director's request, director's report. Director, is you were going, go ahead, I'll let you take the floor here.
Thank you, Chair Carpenter. Yeah, in the interest of time, one, thanks to everybody coming out. This is exactly why we're here, so we can hear this stuff firsthand. But in the interest of time, I'm going to push the things I was going to cover off to a future phone call, but I would, while we're in the region, like to have the regional director come up for just a few minutes. So, Steve Pizangra, to just touch base on what's going on in the region.
Very good. Welcome, Steve. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you, Director Seuswind. Thank you, Commission Chair Carpenter, members of the Commission, Steve Pizangra, Eastern Regional Regional Director, out of Spokane. And I appreciate the opportunity to highlight some regional issues. But quite honestly, sitting this morning, I think a number of the regional issues were clearly highlighted for all of us while we were here. And I just want to acknowledge the time that the public took to come and speak before the commission. I know Commissioner DeShiels indicated how proud he was of the members of his community. And these issues are very, very personal within those communities. Whether it's dead livestock that doubles as pets, whether it's dead pets, whether it's human safety concerns for your ability to walk down and collect your mail, these issues are real, and these issues are very important within these communities, and I think we all got a sense of that. But at the same time, I want to acknowledge the pride that I have for the Department of Fish and Wildlife staff working these issues in those communities with these people. They too are a part of these communities. They have children in the school systems, they're coaches, they shop at the same grocery stores. And believe me, they are listening and they are aware of these concerns. I'm not diminishing that at all. As a matter of fact, I'm emphasizing that these issues are hard on all of us. And the fact that we have committed staff to continuing to work these issues and improve and work better within these communities and look for common solutions and answers and ways in which we can partner. I'm very committed to that, and I'm very proud of our staff for continuing to look for ways to continue to do that. So let me get into some of the regionally specific issues that I wanted to highlight. Stacy Lehman. Stacy, are you?
Where is?
Don't see Stacy right now. So Stacy is our new communications consultant. Stacy is filling big shoes of Madonna Lewis following Madonna's retirement from last year. And so as the new communications consultant, having started here in December, and she's getting fully up to speed, I would say in a hurry, the eastern side of the state is seeing more representation in local media and social media. Topics have included local events and sports shows that WDFW staff have participated in, winter fishing opportunities on this side of the state, and I'm going to come back to those, deer capture and collaring activities, and posts on staff featured in local news articles. Probably the most popular post, and one that was picked up by multiple media outlets, was about two Eastern Region WDFW staff members. One, an AIS technician, Mike Wilkinson. The second, a Spokane hatchery technician, Jerry Havens. These two individuals rescued two duck hunters on New Year's Day when the duck hunter's boat capsized in the frigid waters of the Ponderay River in northeast Washington. These individuals were having boat trouble themselves. And so from the launch, they heard the cries of the duck hunters out in the middle of the dark river. And they could not get their boat engine started. And so they used nets, fish, a net that was used to recover downed waterfowl, and they used a pretty poor paddle, if you will, to get themselves out to be able to recover and to save the two duck hunters. We continue to work, Stacy continues to work with department members to highlight more stories like this and pursue other media opportunities that have come available through reaching out to establish relationships with our local media members. Oh, good. Stacy Lehman. All right. Moving down to Southeast Washington, I wanted to highlight, I know that we have come before you and presented information about the Wooten Floodplain Management Project. We are now in our, I'm going to say this is our fifth year of implementation, including a project being supported through the legislative process with capital funding. This is a project that looks to reduce floodplain impacts, improve riparian health, while maintaining and improving hunting, camping, and fishing opportunities on the Wooten Wildlife Area. Our real first major element of that project has now been completed, and we're happy to announce that the reconfiguration and makeover of the popular Rainbow Lake has been completed, and that anglers will find an opportunity to start fishing the newly renovated Rainbow Lake beginning this March. And so we have many more lakes to go. We have four more lakes in the queue, and this is a project that's going to take multiple biennia to complete, but we're really proud to have that first lake under our belt. If I move to wildlife issues, I wanted to talk briefly about the Blue Mountains mule deer captures. And there's a backstory on this one that I think that will resonate with folks. But our district wildlife biologist Paul Wick and his assistant Mark Vacasey have worked with a contract capture crew to capture and radio collar 48 mule deer does in the northern portions of District 3 just over the course of a three-day period during the middle of February. Last year, this was the same capture operation that was canceled after the helicopter crash in late January that took the life of one individual and left the pilot significantly injured. This captured effort deploys all of our radio collars now intended for this study. The goal of the study is to monitor deer survival and evaluate migration patterns within the study area. Migration patterns are going to help in determining the extent of survey areas and improve our permit distribution on the landscape. If I follow up with Southeast deer captures, I wanted to touch on Northeast work. Now, we have heard, obviously, about predator concerns in Northeast Washington, as well as concerns for Northeast ungulate populations. The work that's being done this winter in GMU's 117 and 121 is a part of the Cooperative University of Washington WDFW Predator Prey Project. And Dr. Malia DeVivo, elk and deer research scientist, along with multiple district staff and even out-of-district staff on an all-hands effort this winter, have had outstanding success in capturing white-tailed deer. This is ground-based operation, and unlike a helicopter operation, whitetails are really not susceptible to capture by air. And so this has been intensive work. To date, just this season, 43 adult does have been radio collared. 21 of those does have been placed with vaginal implants so that we can actually determine the day that fawn drop occurs and actually go in and have the opportunity to try to get instruments on neonates. We've also been able to capture 23 fawns, and those fawns have been fitted with expansion collars, and that will help us looking at recruitment into the population from the fawn age class. I want to acknowledge the contributions of two of our organizations that we work with frequently. One is the Northwest Sportsman Club, and the other one is the Inland Northwest Wildlife Council. Each of those organizations contributed funds to allow us to purchase a new technology device. First time that the Department of Fish and Wildlife has deployed a suspended net gun. And I'll bore you, I'll stay out of the details. I'll just say that it's a very small device that you can string between two ropes. And it actually, using a primer, it actually fires a net gun that is roughly 20 foot by 20 foot. And deer seem relatively oblivious to the fact that they have a somewhat small item hanging over the bait pile. And this has allowed us to really increase our captures this year. So again, appreciate the contributions of those two organizations to allow us to do that. The last item I wanted to touch on is a byproduct, if you will, of commission action that you took relative to rule simplification within the fish program. And so one of the things that we're seeing this year, and with a winter that has been very conducive, we are looking at several lakes in Region 1 that were converted to year-round angling opportunities during rule simplification. Specifically, that list includes Jump Off Joe, Waits Lake, Diamond Lake, and Sasheen Lake. At one time, these lakes were managed as trout monocultures, and that would be with our Rotenome program, but through time have shifted to multi-species trout emphasis management strategies. Well, what does that mean? That's a fancy term for the fact that these lakes now include a number of panfish that we're able to keep in those fisheries while continuing to provide trout fishing opportunity. Since all of these lakes have large populations of panfish, especially perch, they lend themselves to being great ice fishing opportunities, and this year Mother Nature has cooperated, and we've seen a large response by the public to the use of these new ice fishing lakes. Here, I want to call out the cooperation and the work of the counties, and so particularly Stevens County and Ponderay County, where the road crews have worked with us to plow some of our access areas that have not traditionally been open during the winter. And what we found is that word got out about the pan fishing opportunities on these lakes well before the fact that we needed to start plowing access areas and getting gates open. And so we've been in a little bit of catch-up mode, and the counties have done a fantastic job of helping us out by keeping those access areas open for the public. So, again, very much appreciate the opportunity to share a few items with you for the sake of time. I think I'll leave it at that. If there were any questions, I'd be happy to take them.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Anything else on your screen, Director? Is that, that takes care of it for the moment? Okay, thank you very much.